chairs, the final frontier of the office place evolution. It's where we spend the majority of our work days, and chairs have come a long way since the simple cheap models of the 1960s or those hardwood ones from the 19-whatever. Claire Ganley is the managing consultant at HumanScale. She's an ergonomist, and she's the third and final part of our special report, The Federal Office of the Future. She outlines some of the current trends in ergonomics, particularly where you put your fanny.
There certainly are a number of statistics that speak to the fact that we're sitting for prolonged periods of time, but I think what's most interesting about the evolution of ergonomic chairs in the modern workplace is that people are sitting in a variety of different places. We now have open offices that are very collaborative, so people are sitting not only in their own personal workstation, but perhaps they share that workstation with others. They're hoteling, so sharing those spaces in collaborative environments. And as people are sitting, we're finding that because of technology, they're spending more and more time in very static or fixed positions. So that trend has really led to a need to look at ergonomics as a strategy towards promoting health and comfort within chairs.
And so how can the chair help the ergonomic equation?
So typically, or if you look historically, chairs have been overly complex or complicated. They had a number of different adjustments that were challenging to identify, adjustments that were challenging to make, and employees just weren't sure how to physically position themselves for comfort. So chairs can actually be designed very intuitively. That's something that's important to HumanScale, that chairs be able to adjust automatically to the user. So think about the fact that in a modern workplace, we have employees that range in height maybe anywhere from under 5 feet tall to well over 6.5 feet tall. So if a chair was designed to be able to promote movement and automatically fit every single person in that range of heights, the chair can promote circulation, promote a comfortable fit, and regardless of the employee that's sitting in the chair, that one design will be able to kind of break down that barrier of discomfort and promote wellness.
So you could have, say, 100 of the same chair throughout a given workplace and hoteling and whatever the case might be, and wherever anyone sits down, the chair will adjust to them.
That's the goal. I think in this modern workplace with a changing technology, with different interfaces, with some different ways that we work, we want to make sure things are collaborative and that everything from not only the chair to the workspace or the workstation is versatile and is adjustable to suit, frankly, changing needs that, you know, this landscape may look different 5 or 10 years from now.
So how does a chair adjust automatically? I mean, you know, most chairs, as you pointed out, there's a knob here and underneath and you pull on this and turn on that. But would you have a chair that would have to be plugged in for power?
That may truly be the future, but I can't imagine that using power would make it sustainable. It really breaks down to looking at the basics of what a chair should do. A chair should support the physical body differences of an employee, and they should do so in a way that is comfortable and promotes movement. So simple things like removing back locks from chairs. Back locks restrict that movement and require the employee to actually know to look for a lever, make that change, and then actually tension the chair to correctly support them through a range of recline. That's just overly complicated when we have employees that have deadlines to meet and things to get done. So a chair can be tensioned automatically based off of an employee's physical weight as they sit down. The chair can automatically tension and appropriately, you know, suit their physical size as the employee needs to move back and forth.
Height and weight are one thing. What about width? Because that's a big variable nowadays, too.
It certainly is a big variable. Now, when it comes to designing chairs, we can make sure that they appropriately support a wide range of weights. But we can also look at having armrests that are adjustable so that they can adjust perhaps outwards or inwards and also adjust synchronously so that we don't have employees sitting with armrests at different heights.
All right, and what about the way chairs relate to like open office plans where the height might be different than a standard desk? And isn't there a good formula or a proper formula for the relationship between height of the chair, height of the desk, where the keyboard might be and where your arms are?
in ergonomics, all of those things are certainly related. What's really important, though, is to look at the definition of ergonomics as fitting the task to the body. So instead of first thinking about the physical aspects of the workstation, it's important to first think about the employee and what they need for comfort and for fit. So, for example, the standard desk height in the U.S. is just about, let's say, 29.5 inches, and that's based off of filing cabinets. In most modern workplaces, filing cabinets actually support desktops as a simple way to install and design modular furniture. Did you know that that's actually the appropriate work surface height for a man that's 6'4"?
I don't know, because I'm much shorter than that, so what would be the right height?
Well, most of our population is much shorter than that. That's a male of 6'4" is about a 98th percentile male, so a very, very tall individual. The appropriate height is the height that's suited for the person. So making sure that not only where the keyboard is, that it offers some height adjustment to adjust low enough for someone perhaps who's 5'1", higher, of course, for someone who is about 5'8", or even 6'. We can accomplish that through having height-adjustable workstations or things like articulating keyboard trays to bring the keyboard and mouse lower. So our goal would be that an employee can have their feet firmly planted on the floor, they'd be able to sit comfortably and sit back in their chair. That chair, of course, could be encourage movement and be intuitive in its design, and then we are able to position the keyboard and mouse right at their rested elbow height, right where their elbows are relaxed.
We're speaking with Claire Ganley. She is managing consultant for the Eastern Region at HumanScale and also a member of the Human Factors and Ergonomics Society. And what are the trends you're seeing in terms of chair material? Does that have anything to do with the whole aspect of keeping people productive and in good health?
It certainly can. I think a lot of it can come down to comfort. Now, from a trends perspective, a lot of organizations, and you know, HumanScale being one of them, has looked at different densities of foam, making sure that the surface that an employee is sitting on is comfortable and is displacing their body weight appropriately. But we also, when we look at materials, need to think about mesh. There certainly was a shift towards designing ergonomic task chairs with a mesh backing in order to encourage breathability, and certainly it's a nice aesthetic to look at. But from a material standpoint, really you're looking for something that is going to be durable for the long term, sustainable in its environmental practices, and is going to appropriately displace body weight and offer the necessary curvature for the lumbar spine.
All right, and I know that the company, HumanScale, does have a federal presence. Do you see any particular attention to this kind of thing coming from federal customers who are constantly moving and changing workspaces?
Absolutely. Certainly in the federal sector, as well as really across most organizations, companies are looking for chairs that are intuitive and are looking for products that are really going to suit their workplace of the future. It's something where most companies are wanting to invest in a product that is going to be easy for their employees, not require either complicated trainings or user manuals or significant maintenance in order to maintain the longevity of their product. And funnily enough, we're actually doing a study with Cornell University to investigate how overly complex chairs can actually impact the comfort of employees and how well an employee knows how to use the product. So hopefully, as we look to the future and the evolution of these new designs, we're going to see things that are more streamlined, more automatic, and certainly are more in keeping with promoting health and wellness.
I've sat in chairs where I accidentally hit something and almost disappear behind the table in front of a whole bunch of people. They sink under you. But let me ask you this, a final question. It used to be that the chair was something of a status symbol, and when they had typists and secretaries and so forth, they would sit at chairs with no arms and pretty Spartan-looking things, whereas the boss had a big, wide chair where the back was higher than his head or her head. And so what about chair as status? Is that pretty much disappearing?
Yes, it is. And certainly I think in some industries we may see that maintaining its status or a little bit, but I think more across the board we look at status now when it comes to technology, status when it comes to new trends in the workplace like sit-to-stand workstations where employees have that added flexibility. And in an open work environment where everyone can see each other and maybe we don't have even private offices and cubicle walls anymore, I think status is slowly moving away towards more of a universal playing field, and hopefully ergonomics is a strategy to promote comfort across all levels. I think really testing out different options is essential, making sure that the product is going to fit and support the range of the population, and truly trying to remove barriers in order to ensure that when employees are using them on the first day, they're able to use them comfortably and successfully, and that the design is intuitive so that they're promoting their circulation.